Exercise 7, page 93.
Today I am with George Hitchens of the BBC World Service. The BBC World Service is the world's largest international radio broadcaster, providing international news 24 hours a day to countries across the world. George, tell us about the BBC World Service's audience.
Certainly. More than 183 million people around the planet listen to BBC World Service programmes each week, making the BBC World Service the world's most listened to international radio broadcaster. The BBC World Service broadcasts in 28 languages, including English, to over 150 countries. Of the global audience of 183 million regular listeners, about 38 million listen in English.
What sort of programmes does the BBC World Service broadcast?
Other than news and current affairs, there are programmes on sport, entertainment and science, among other things. However, international news forms the core of the BBC World Service's programming.
I understand that the BBC World Service's largest audiences are in Asia and the Middle East.
Yes, that's correct. And that's been the case for several decades now. The World Service is available in English up to 18 hours a day across Asia, and in Arabic up to 18 hours a day in the Middle East. In many parts of Asia and the Middle East, BBC broadcasters are actually household names.
Of the 28 languages the World Service broadcasts in, how many are Asian?
More than a third. There are broadcasts in Hindi, Chinese, Vietnamese, and over 10 other Asian tongues. In contrast, many European language broadcasts have ceased over the years. German broadcasts, for example, were stopped in the 90s after 60 years of airing, as research showed that the majority of German listeners tuned in to the English version. Broadcasts in Dutch, French and Italian were stopped for the same reason.
How is the BBC World Service funded?
It used to be funded by the UK government, specifically the Foreign and Commonwealth Office, or FCO. The FCO is the UK government department responsible for promoting the interests of the UK abroad. Now, however, due to a change in government policy, funding is no longer from the FCO. It comes directly from the compulsory BBC licence fee which every household in the UK must pay if they have a television.
George, the BBC World Service has a wonderful reputation for the quality of its reporting. Why do you think this is?
The World Service is formally independent of the government, so the government has absolutely no editorial influence on the content of the World Service's programmes. This means a high standard of objectivity is maintained. Indeed, what makes the World Service so wonderful is that it is politically independent, non-profit, and commercial free.
Thank you, George.